and welcome to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I have the privilege of interviewing Sheng Wu, who is the PMC chair, the Project Management Committee chair for the Skywalking project. Now, thank you again for taking time to speak with me. I was looking over some of the information about Skywalking, and I was hoping that you could give us a little more information about what this project is. So I was reading the website, and it says that it is application performance monitor tool for distributed systems. Can you tell us what that means? What sort of systems you monitor, and what sort of monitoring services are provided?
Basically, in today's architecture and the cloud, the microservice, the container-based, and Kubernetes are going more and more popular. And the people are find out this is very helpful for the system to scaling out. But at the same time, it's even much harder to monitoring and keep the observability to the whole cluster. So based on this, Skywalking is built for to provide even a very popular solution. Then you can use the language agent like the traditional APM system, or you can run based on the service mesh. Then you can have the full observability of your distributed system. That includes you have the metrics analyze, the tracing, the very cool UI visualization, COI, anything you want to provide and to watch your system.
Give us some examples of some organizations that are using this already in production.
Today, there are users around the world, and the most famous one, I think, is the AliCloud. Mm-hmm. The AliCloud is, in one hand, is they provide the online service to adopt the whole Skywalking protocols. At the same time, they are using Skywalking on their infrastructure. So when you use some of the AliCloud service, and that service is being monitored by the Skywalking.
Okay.
Also, at the same time, we are talking about we are under the COVID-19 situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in always in these cases, there are a lot, several experts in China. They have shaped the production suite all over the world. And their system is being monitored and watched by the Skywalking. We keep the system as stable as possible. And I think the most successful thing is people didn't know we are there. So they can keep running and they can keep all of the things in normal. And that's the success we want to achieve.
Now, I noticed that the project is just a little bit over 1 year old, graduated in April of last year, I believe.
Yeah.
Where did the project come from before that?
Skywalking is a China initial project. And it's very special because we have maybe tens of the project initial from China, but the Skywalking is the one and currently is the only one personal project initially.
Okay.
So that project, created by myself, and there's no plans to go into the open source world at the beginning. It's just a training project.
Interesting.
It's training the new rookies in the company who didn't know how complex a distributed system could be. So we are thinking about provide a way to visualize the whole distributed system to the developers. And then we'll know they are dealing with this complex system. They need to be careful. And when something goes wrong, we can show that. That's basically how this system came from.
So you developed this project originally yourself. Did you bring the name with you, or was that developed by the community? And tell us the origins of this name.
The first time when people looking at this name, they are thinking about the Skywalker, I think.
Yeah,
the Star Wars is. But basically, this isn't that case, because this is a personal project that is related to my family tourists around the world. So back to the 2015, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I was trying to build in this project, I was on a tourist at the US. So there is a thing about the Great Canyon Skywalk. So that is the point, the eagle eye. So I was there with my wife, and I made the decision there, said I want to do this project. And I looking at the view and things like, as a monitoring system, this is the perfect view. You can see anything.
Okay. Yeah.
You can see anything very clear, and that is a sunny day. So basically I'm thinking, oh, this is seems a good name. So I put the Skywalk and the book. I was there, so I put Skywalk in there. So that basically the name came from.
Yeah, it's always cool to see the thinking behind some of the names. Tell us something about either recent developments in the project or where you're going in the near future.
Yeah, the Skywalking sometimes has never a agenda or milestone because it's initially by a person, and I have daily job, I have some other plans too. So basically that whole thing is purely driven by the community. Different people from different company are leading the project to different direction. So basically we are working on several fields. One, and the most traditional one, is distributed tracing. So people like tracing, and Skywalking provides 100% tracing in different languages. And the other thing is about the hot zone of the service mesh. We are providing the very production way and we are very efficient way to observe the system. And the last thing is we are trying to do is we are provides as a metrics or meter system. So we can work like you just want to analyze the numbers and then we provide that.
If someone wants to get involved in the community, where would we come to find you?
I think we have a lot of channels. The mail list is the official one and we keep on that. But out there, we recommend people use English as a global community first. And if someone wants to find out where we published the news, we have the Skywalking's Twitter handle. So you can watch there and we will publish all of the announcements there. Also, if you are using the Chinese or you want to talk in Mandarin, then we have the QQ group and in the project page. So basically, you can find the different channel out there. Also, we also have the Apache Slack channel. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do it there, we are there too.
If I want to learn how to use the project or indeed, how to work on the development side, where do I read more about this?
We provide the 40 documents on the Git. So every time if you want to download the source code, there is a 40 documents inside the docs folder. And also you want to recheck anything, you can go to the Git or GitHub and check out any version, any text you need, and the doc will be there. So basically, you have the source code, then you have the documents. And that's the thing. And we also are, at least before the COVID-19, we have the global speech from the Apache conference, JavaZone, or even more, all around the world. So if you want to find me somewhere, maybe you will meet me there. And after this, I think I will continue my travel and to meet more friends globally. Because today we have a lot of users we never met. And we are very look forward to we can have some day to have a beer, to have time to talk together.
Now, I noticed that you're also involved in a brand new project called Sharding Sphere. And I was wondering, are these two projects related or are they in separate disciplines?
Actually, these two projects are basically initial by myself.
Okay.
So yeah, Sharding Sphere is a special case. It's a very special case because I write the protocol of that project. Okay. And then I quit. I quit because I join and I start the Skywalking. And I feel like this is more challenge and this have more work to do. So I spend more times on this project. And the current PMC of the Sharding Sphere, they pick up the project and make the community very well. And I want to congratulate all of that team to finish my work and make that project very great.
Yeah, it's always exciting to start something and then see other people take it, pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for taking a moment to tell us about Skywalking. For those of you that are listening and watching, you can read more about it at skywalking.apache.org. Thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.